Welcome to the Build Your Business on Instagram podcast. My name is Salma, and I'm here to share all the tips and tricks that I have learned about building a business on social media and now balancing it all while being a mom. I'm actually here to share exactly how I built my health coaching business in 6 months and how I sold out my one-on-one program when I actually had less than 500 followers on Instagram. So tune in because I'm going to drop all the tips and tricks without the fluff so that you could build your brand and scale in no time without sacrificing your well-being. So I look forward to seeing you on the inside. Okay. So let's talk about it, about, you know, you feel like you are doing all the things, you deserve success in your business because you're putting the time, you're putting the effort in, you love what you do, you're very passionate, you have purpose, so why aren't you seeing the results that you know you deserve? And I really want to highlight the three common roadblocks that I've seen within my clients, within people that DM me like questions about running a business, keeping a business, sustaining a business. And these are things that these roadblocks that they run into time and time again. So let's talk about it. How do we get over them as well? So number one is fear. So whether it's the idea of, you know, raising your prices, letting go of clients who, you know, don't feel aligned with what you're doing, don't feel aligned with your morals, or, you know, stepping into a higher role, fear shows up and keeps you small. But you can't let that fear stop you. You must have heard the quote, like, you know, when you're uncomfortable, you grow. And that is literally the truth. I have been there. I have felt the fear. I remember my first year of business. That's actually the reason why I didn't excel right away. I know it because I had all the resources I need. Of course, time was pretty limited, but I kept letting, you know, the fear of what will people say if I post myself online, the fear of, am I worthy of charging this much? The fear of, am I doing this right? Do I need another certification and another certification? And, you know, when I first decided to raise my price, you know, I think it was like 6 months after that first year, it scared literally the shit out of me, okay? But if I let my fear dictate the reality of my business, I would have never excelled. I would have never gotten the committed clients that I did. I would have never been able to go full time and work from home and, you know, have a sustainable, flexible business, pick my own hours. And, you know, that's exactly what I do to help my clients. Like, I teach them to do the same. Number two is overwhelm. So especially in the beginning of building your business, I know it could be very overwhelming because there's so much to do, but at the same time, you don't know what to do. And it could result in massive burnout. Like, I used to get burnt out all the time because I used to just be there typing out content at like 2 or 3 a.m., you know, and then I would just be doing all these unnecessary things because, you know, it's not our fault. There's so much advice in this space, whether that's in Instagram, podcasts, Facebook, wherever you're getting your information from. There's so much on what you should do, how you should do it, do this, do that. But you know what? Like, the secret to building a business that lights you the fuck up is knowing your value, knowing what you bring to the table, and building a business that's in alignment with the long-term vision that you have for your life. So with saying that, what I mean is you shouldn't follow exactly what I'm doing, because the business that I'm building and the way I'm building it is because I want to be a stay-at-home mom. I want a certain type of clients, and you might not share that vision with me. You might not have a child. You might have more time on your hands. You might not want to work at 6 a.m., like, I want to do that because I know my baby might be still sleeping. So what works for me won't work for you. So you really have to build a business that's in alignment for your life, not someone else's life that you're looking into. And I could assure you that, you know, you'll feel so much happier when you're pouring your efforts into things that you actually love, that are actually building your business towards what you want and what you want it to look like long term, rather than trying to just do anything and everything because other people are doing these things. Number three is having zero strategy. When you're in that like starting phase, that beginner phase of your business, it's so easy to just kind of like throw things at the wall and just hope it sticks. And you know, that might actually work for a while. You might get a few low ticket beta clients. I know I did. I got like my first like three or four clients at a very, just want to highlight that, very, very low price. Not worth my time. But it worked. I was like, wow, I have clients, you know? But you need to do more. And in order to see massive shifts in your business, you actually have to incorporate tailored strategies and, you know, that position you to the go-to person in your services and offers. So if you are a wellness coach, you have to cater and create a strategy that's going to make you the go-to wellness coach or the go-to business coach. And, you know, doing things intentionally and strategically will not only help you scale faster, but you'll create a blueprint to sell anything that you're selling. So what I actually do for my students is I create a template for them so that no matter what their offer is, they could literally plug it in. So whether that's an ebook, they're going to sell it the same way that they sold their one-on-one program, because that's what works for their niche. That's what works for the area that they're specializing in. So this way, you'll actually ensure that you're building a sustainable business that you're passionate about. And you know, it's time to really stop letting these three roadblocks be the reason that you're not leveling up, because you know, you deserve to build an aligned and thriving business. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I just want to let you guys know that I actually started a new podcast as well. So I'd love if you guys would go check it out. It is actually called All About That Mom Life. I just literally share all my insight that I'm learning as I just go through the puzzle of parenting. And no, you do not have to be a parent to listen to this podcast. I go on rants, I talk about business, I talk about balancing it all. So if that would interest you, go check it out. It's called, again, All About That Mom Life. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all your favorite podcast platforms. So go check it out, and thank you so much for tuning in. You just finished listening to an episode on the Build Your Business on Instagram podcast. So if you liked today's episode, be sure to leave me a review on iTunes so that I know you're liking my content so far, and share this podcast with your friends. Now, if you want some more value thrown your way, head over to my Instagram @_SalmaAziz for more content and more little snippets of my life. And also you could head over to my private community on Facebook called Build Your Business on Instagram so that you could connect with other coaches who are striving towards literally the same goals as you. I can't wait to see you on the inside. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode.